of you.
Why? What is it, Bobby?
Get down! They're gonna attack!
They are? How do you know?
There's one of their wagons coming down the road.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
What do you think? I'm gonna shoot.
Theater 5 presents Bang Bang, You're Dead.
Blowout. Well, nothing to do but... Oh, Marge is going to kill me if I'm late with these groceries. If that ice cream melts...
You want some help, mister?
No.
See, Bobby? I told you he'd be mad.
I'm hungry.
Hey, look, kids, why don't you just beat it? I've got a flat tire and I'm in a hurry.
Can't we watch, please?
Okay, but just don't get in the way.
Where are you headed?
I'm hungry. What you got inside the wagon, mister?
Oh, look, keep away, will you?
Guns and red liquor to give to the Indians, I betcha.
Nope. Looks like grub.
I'm hungry.
Bang! Go away!
Where do you live, mister?
Far.
You look like a stranger, mister.
Come on, kids. Come on, out of the way while I lift this tire on.
Stranger? Can I give you a hand, stranger?
There.
Mister, do you know the sheriff?
Please, kids, don't bother me.
We sure hanker to see the sheriff.
Why?
A shooting. Real shooting. Bang!
I'm hungry.
Oh, hush! You gotta wait for the sheriff.
Hey, look, why doesn't your mother give that kid something to eat?
Got no grub, that's why.
Oh, she must have. Is that your house over there?
Yep. That's our spread.
Take the baby inside. Your mother will give it something to eat.
Who?
Your mother. Now, please, kids, let me get back to these bolts.
Mama's gone.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
With Daddy to Mexico.
Oh. Well, then tell whoever's taking care of you to give the baby something to eat.
No use.
We ate every bit of grub in the whole house already.
Well, listen, will you take the baby inside? They'll know what to do with it.
Not Mrs. Callahan.
Oh, why not?
Bang, bang!
You see, Bobby did it with his gun. That's why we're waiting for the sheriff.
Just what are you kids talking about? Who's in that house, anyway?
Wyatt Earp. Hopalong Cassidy, Wild Bill Hickok.
Okay, okay. Who's taking care of you?
Nobody.
I thought you mentioned a Mrs. Callahan.
No, not her.
You mean you've been left all alone, all three of you?
We haven't got anybody, mister. Not now. That's why we're looking for the sheriff.
Oh, I see. Or rather, I don't see. Oh, I guess those groceries won't melt in the next minute. Come on, all of you. I'll take you up to the house and find out just what you're talking about.
Mama told us not to go with strangers.
Well, I'm not going anywhere with you. I just want...
You, the sheriff.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, partners. I'm the sheriff. Follow me. Well, okay. I thought you said there was a Mrs. Callahan here.
She didn't want to play anymore.
So we locked her up in solitary confinement.
Hmm? Hey, where is she?
Down in the dumps.
What?
The dungeon.
I'm hungry.
You mean she's down in the cellar? Is that where that door leads?
That's the spot, partner.
Okay. Mrs. Callahan! She is down there. Good grief. All tied up with a gag over her mouth. Now, just take it easy so I can untie this handkerchief. There. And now these ropes.
Oh, Lester, don't waste any time on me.
Hey, she's our prisoner.
Better leave her roped up, Sheriff.
What happened? How long have you been like this?
Never mind me. Get out of here, mister. Get the police.
There's one rope, and now these others. You know, these kids sure go in for realistic games nowadays.
Games? Mister, this ain't no game, believe me.
Well, I must admit, they've tied you up like real professionals.
Now, mister, listen to me, please. The boy is standing on the stairs behind you. He's got that gun aimed right at your head.
Hmm? Oh.
I captured her. She's our prisoner.
Now, you listen here, young man.
I got the drop on you. Leave her roped up.
Hey, that gun looks mighty real.
Be careful, mister.
Better do as he says, Sheriff.
Who owns them? Where are their parents?
They drove to Mexico to celebrate their wedding anniversary. They'll be home tomorrow. Oh, this all started when I came back from the store early this morning.
You're covered. Get away from her, mister.
First, they ate up every scrap of food in the house. And then they marched me down here and tied me up. Since 9 o'clock this morning, I've been their prisoner.
But surely that gun isn't loaded.
Mister, see that empty jar on the shelf over there?
Yeah. Great Scott.
It's a war souvenir of the father's.
This is fantastic.
I think he's been upstairs shooting out the window.
Out the window? That explains the tire.
Imagine keeping a thing like that in a house with children around.
Listen to me, kid. The game's over now. I'm the sheriff, remember? And I'm here to collect the gun.
I'm hungry.
You're the sheriff?
Sure I am.
Oh, he's the sheriff, all right. Now, give him your gun, Bobby.
If you're the sheriff, show us your badge.
Huh?
Move, mister.
Come on, Bobby, give me your gun.
Let's see your badge.
Well, I left it in my station wagon. You know, it's parked outside. Wait a minute, I'll go get it.
Whereabouts in your station wagon, sheriff?
Stop pointing that thing at me. In the glove compartment. I hid it there. I'm a secret agent.
36, 89, 42?
What's that?
If you're really a secret agent, you're supposed to tell Bobby the countersign.
36, 89, 42. Come on, mister. What's the answer?
I think I'd better be the sheriff.
36, 89, 42. I'm a secret agent, too.
Of course.
Oh, they're smart, mister. They're devilish smart.
Come on, mister. Upstairs. Go on.
Okay. I'm going. I'll see you later.
Well, I hope so. Good luck, mister. You'll need it.
That's it. Keep moving. Okay, Sheriff, that's far enough. Now, line up against that wall.
Well, I was going out to my station wagon.
Why?
To get my badge, naturally.
You won't have to. I'll go.
No, listen.
And I'll bring back some of his grub.
Bang!
Cut that out.
Why?
Listen, how would you all like to come over to my house for dinner? We can have ice cream and anything else you want.
Ride over?
Sure, in the station wagon, all of us. It'd be great fun. Bang, 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 all the way, you know?
Well, Mama says don't ride with strangers.
Oh, but Bobby, I'm not a stranger now. I'm your friend. I'm the sheriff. See, the baby likes me.
Could I shoot at Injuns all along the way?
Of course. Oh, and there'll be lots of them. You'll have to keep a sharp lookout all around. I'll make you my official deputy.
Yeah?
How about it?
Well, okay, I guess.
Good. Now you take my... Oh, no.
He's not the sheriff. He doesn't have a badge. He's a spy.
Bobby, wait. Now, don't shoot. If I am a spy, you can't shoot me without a trial.
What's that?
A trial? Well, that's when everybody gets together and decides whether somebody's guilty or not.
You're a spy! And spies die at sunrise.
No, they don't. They shoot him any time. Remember that cowboy secret agent, 4X12? They shot him right after dinner.
Yeah.
No, wait, Polly. You can't shoot me all by yourself. You need a firing squad.
Squad, tension, ready, aim.
But I haven't had my dinner yet.
Huh? I'm hungry.
That cowboy secret agent, 4X12, they shot him after dinner. I haven't had my dinner yet.
I brought in this grub, Bobby. I'll rustle up his farewell dinner.
Well, okay.
We'll have peas and chicken and rice.
And blackberry jam.
Waiter, I'll help you cook.
No, I want to cook all by myself. I'm a good cooker.
Oh, well, suppose we all have a party. I'll call up Marge on the telephone and ask her to come over here.
Who's Marge?
Well, she's my wife. Oh, you'd like her. She can play all sorts of games.
Could she get through the engines?
Oh, sure she could. Suppose I call her.
Hmm? Why?
Well, you'll need all the help you can get for that firing squad.
Got all my men here.
Well, not enough of them. Bobby, would you please lower that gun just a little? Please? Hmm? Now, listen. You need more than one for the firing squad, so how about it? Shall I call up Marge and ask her to come over here and help you shoot me? Bobby? Bobby, be careful with that gun. You'd better not waste a shot on me, because if those engines start to attack, you'll need every bullet in that gun.
Engines?
Yeah. Tahi, Kimo Savi. How about it, Bobby? Shall I call up Marge?
She got a gun?
Why, yeah, sure she has.
Okay.
I can call her?
Yep. But no tricks or I shoot. Bang!
Oh, for goodness sake, stop that. Where's the phone?
There.
I hope she's home. If she isn't, I don't know. It's ringing now. Ah, she's there. Hello, Marge. Now listen to me. Bobby, what's the address here?
Huh?
The house number. The number out there on the front door.
Hands up!
Oh, look, I can't. Don't you see I'm busy? Just tell me the number of this house. No, dear. I didn't stop off at Mike's bar. I know this much. I'm on Sycamore Street.
116.
What's that? What's that number?
116, Bang!
No, don't do that. Marge, I don't know. They tell me 116, but listen to me, Marge.
I'm hungry.
Let go of my leg. Marge, this is awful. Just awful. No, I don't need money.
Shot at sunrise after dinner. Bang, bang!
Bobby. Listen, Marge. Have them drive you along Sycamore Street until you see the wagon. Our station wagon. No, them. Them. Oh, for goodness sake, Marge, I swear I haven't been. Marge! Marge! She hung up.
Isn't she coming?
No. You'll have to postpone the execution, that's all.
Nope.
Sometime tomorrow, maybe.
After dinner, bang!
Hey!
Fun, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know you are, kid. Just stop hanging on my leg. That's it. That's better. Now listen, Bobby. Let's go into the living room and look at some of those nice comic books.
Looked at them 6 times already.
Not all of them.
Yep.
Well, then let's help your sister with the cooking.
Nope.
But I don't want to play anymore. That's quite a gun there. That's the best one I've ever seen. Here, let me take a look
you
at
keep
it.
Away.
Okay. Don't shoot.
No tricks.
Okay, but I want you to hand me your gun.
Why?
Because I want you to. That's why. Hand it over.
You can't have it.
Oh, no? Then I'll... Oh, don't do that.
Missed.
Oh. Don't do that again.
Hey, you broke the TV set.
What you need is a good spanking.
You're not my daddy.
Well, under these circumstances, I don't think it matters.
What's that?
Engines, Bobby. It's the engines coming. Happened to me only last week. Engine snuck right up to the house. You better turn around, Bobby, and keep a sharp eye out.
I don't think I trust you very much.
Engines, Bobby. That's more important. Turn around. Look out those windows.
Engines, huh?
That's right. Turn around, Bobby.
Never mind them now, Bobby. Dinner is ready. Come and get it.
Oh, no.
Peas and chicken and rice and blackberry jam.
Dinner!
I'm hungry.
Oh, what about the engines, Bobby?
Blackberry jam, Bobby?
Why don't you shut up for a minute? You're distracting us.
Move, mister.
But the engines, Bobby.
My men will take care of them. Go on, mister. It's dinner time.
I'm not very hungry.
Move.
Okay. I'm moving. Just don't fire that gun.
I'm hungry.
So I've heard.
You sit there, mister.
Here? Okay.
Peas and chicken and rice and blackberry jam.
Ugh, I feel sick.
Well, it looks good.
You cooked them in the boxes.
Mama cooks them in sacks.
Oh, no.
Here you are, partners. Dig in.
Ugh. So right after dinner, mister, we'll have the execution.
Oh, I see.
Where's the blackberry jam?
Pretend, Bobby. You have to pretend.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Here, Stevie. I'll open it up for you.
Stranger? Are you from Zillmar?
Huh? Well, I don't know. Am I?
That's silly, Bobby. He has only two eyes.
Yeah, so I'm a friend then. I'm not a spy after all.
Well, if you're not from Zillmar, are you from Granix Major or Granix Minor?
Don't you know what you are?
You better.
Well, Granix Major?
Are you sure?
How can I think with you pointing that gun right at me?
Are you sure you're from Granix Major?
No. I'm from Granix Minor. That's right, isn't it?
Yep.
We just wanted to be sure.
I understand.
That means you're a cavadod.
Is that so?
Worse than a spy.
Oh.
You better get over against that wall, mister. I gotta shoot you right now.
Bobby, I've had enough of this game. Put that gun down.
After you get executed. Over there, mister.
But I haven't eaten yet.
Pretend.
I can't. I'm hungry.
Are you scared to die like a man?
Yes, I am. Now, this is your last chance, Bobby. Are you going to stop this game?
Against the wall.
Bobby, I'm warning you.
Squad, tension.
No, Bobby.
Ready?
A spy all the way from Granix Minor. Give it to him good.
Aim.
No.
Who's that?
Maybe it's engines, Bobby. You better go see.
Oh, it's only someone at the back door here. I'll open it.
Just hold your fire, Bobby.
Quiet.
Oh, it's only Dickie. What do you want?
Hey, we playing ball. You coming?
Yeah, I'm coming. Hey, wait a sec. Look, mister, you keep a sharp eye out for engines. Here's the gun. You hold it for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Dickie, I'm ready.
Okay, come on.
Hey, you. You come back here, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, what do you want, mister?
Do you realize that you could have killed somebody? Your brother, your sister, Mrs. Callahan, or me?
Oh, we didn't want to kill anybody. We were just playing.
Right now, you're going to untie Mrs. Callahan, and she'll be in charge till your folks get home. You understand?
Yes, mister.
I'll bring back this gun tomorrow and tell your father just exactly what happened.
Well, gee, don't do that, mister. I'll really catch it.
Well, I'm not worried about you right now. I'll let your father take care of you. But if I can't make my wife believe this silly story, I'll catch it too.
Theater 5 has presented... Bang, Bang, You're Dead, written by Peter Fernandez and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Bill Coppola, Evelyn Juster, Bryna Rayburn, Cecil Roy, and Ruth York. Audio engineer, Marty Folia. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.